said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord." I'm going to have some tests done tomorrow. Y'all pray for me, not for the test. I can't have no coffee until 11 o'clock or something like that. That's awful. Turn with me to the first book of Isaiah this morning. We're not moving very far. We was in the song. Couple of things. Move a little bit forward. Joseph bring something from the song some time back. I did two Sundays and she wasn't here. Then that's something. Everybody's been ill from one thing or another, seemed like. Like to begin here and read the 16th through the 20th verse. When man reasons by anything other than the Word of God, it's totally worthless. There's always reasoning. A little child come up and say, "Well, why is this and why is that?" You got to have do some kind of reasoning when you answer that. Same thing with the Lord. Man cannot reason with the Lord. There is reasoning with knowledge, but that knowledge must be of the Lord and not of oneself. If we reason one with the other, then we don't get anywhere. But unless we reason in truth, then there isn't any reasoning at all. All that reasoning is. I come here, I guess, partly because of the things that have happened this week with the shooting and the week before and seem like every week anymore. But the reasoning is, they start off like this. Well, why could God do this? Or how could he be that kind of God? Or any other reasoning outside of the truth is just void. Doesn't have any purpose. Man's better off not to reason at all if he's going to reason with himself. In verse 16 he said, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes and cease to do evil." This is good reasoning, isn't it? Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. In verse 18, he said, "Come now and let us reason together." Well, that's good if we use same reasoning. Saith the Lord, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of land." And all that seems good up to there. But this is perfect reasoning up to this point. But here's the whole thing. Man cannot reason in that fashion. That's what's wrong with this idea of man just accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And we'll leave off the Lord. That's what they do. They put that next, somewhere down future. Maybe. But in verse 20, he said, but if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, this is what he wants to reason about. If you don't put all these evil things aside, if you don't get rid of your own self and not reason with yourself in a natural sense, but reason with yourself in truth, then you can make a good judgment. But outside of that, any judgment is not any good. It won't help you. You can reason all day long things, but if it isn't of the truth, it won't do you any good. The 41st chapter of Isaiah. Verse 21, there's reasoning, but the Lord's got an answer to that. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. It's pretty hard here. Mm-hmm. You've been reasoning the wrong reason. And you, go ahead and put it forth. We'll see if this is what's going to happen. We'll try it. But we're going to judge it by the knowledge that's in the Lord and not in man. Show the things that are come here, that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Well, all we got to do is look about us a little bit and understand that they're not. We're not. Yea, do good, or do evil. Mm-hmm. They've got to make a judgment here. What is your judgment call? That we may be dismayed and behold it together. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't matter what you decide. It really doesn't matter what you decide. Your decision is worth about nothing. Behold, you're as nothing, and your work of naught. An admonition is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come from the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know? Well, the answer is sure. There isn't but one. From the very beginning and before time, that we may say he is righteous. Well, if he knew all these things, then he'd have to be the righteous one. Yea, there's none that showeth. Yea, there's none that declareth. Yea, there's none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold them. I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor. Running to a man for counsel. They're not there. They don't have the knowledge. They may have a lot of smarts, a lot of education, got all kind of masters. But unless they have this knowledge, then they don't have it. That when I ask them, they could answer a word. They can't answer not one word. Not in truth. It'll always be mingled with the things of this world. Their judgment can't be anything else. They're bound by that. There's meets and bounds set for every man, and he's bound in these things. Unless he be of the Lord. Unless he's got a new vision. Unless he's got a new being. And look into the truth. The only way you're going to know this is out of the truth of the Word of God and nowhere else. You can read them books all day. They're making a many books, there's no end. Just keep on reading. But if you don't come back here to try it without reasoning with other things, then you miss the whole point. You always got to come back here to reason what it is. 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Verse 19 is where the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity. He don't have vain thoughts. Not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. He said, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves also groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. So, where is our reasoning? Mm-hmm. Only in these things. Everything, God has set everything in order. Until he deems it necessary to change it every bit again and cleanse it to where there wouldn't be any self-reasoning, but the reasoning that God has set forth. He's the reason. Outside of that, there can be no reason. All these things are for our reasoning. 2 Corinthians the 3rd chapter, I guess beginning in verse 7, he said, but if the ministration of death written in engraved stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Now people are still trying to reckon these things and reason these things out. even to the point that men, they say men were saved different in the old age than it is in the new age. How could that be? I mean, how could you reason such a thing? He said, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness succeed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect. You can't reason that. He said, by reason of the glory that excelleth. This is the reason. It's much more glorious. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him laying Himself down and picking life up again, and He is the temple that we go to, and it's much more glorious, but it's not by man's reason, but by reason of the Lord. Righteous reasoning. You cannot reason outside of that. It's impossible. 1 Peter. Old fingers, they don't want to work this morning. 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. I guess verse 15, he said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. But the reason, what's the reason? The whole reason is that God has set everything in order. Those that have perished and those that would be saved, Esau and Jacob, Israel, the old Israel and the new one, all these things are set one over against the other, and that we might have reason, that we might reason these things. Now, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the reason, because He set things in order. And then challenge us to keep things in order. Let everything be done decently and in order. According to what? By the same reason that He has set forth in His Word. The truth. We can't reason outside of that. When we go to reasoning things outside the Word of God, then we have trespass against the Holy God in the worst way. Because when we reason anything outside of Him, then we have belittled the Lord of glory and put Him down. But if we reason with pure, righteous judgment, then we give thanks to God that we're able to make some sort of righteous judgment.
They comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Again, the psalmist said they only consult or reason, really. You could use it, substitute that word. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. There's only one good reasoning, and that is in righteousness. Outside righteousness, there is no reasoning. Couldn't help but think of that when J.T. is talking about it. You know, there's coming a time when man not going to be reasoning at all. In fact, it's already come to us. We don't know anything outside of what the Lord tells us in His Word. We're afraid to go any further than that because we know that it's sin. It's just pure sin. Yeah. False fire, right? Strange fire. Many different ways that the Lord describes that man's reasoning outside of His judgments and His righteousness. But man, you know, has this thing of relativity. Nothing is absolute in man's mind. It's all relative. Depends on how you look at it. It's like interpreting the Scriptures. How many times have you heard that? Well, that's your interpretation and I have mine. Right? Well, that may be so. And both of them may be wrong. But if there's a difference in them, one of them has to be wrong. But to reason, you have to have a sound mind, don't you? And the only way to have a sound mind is by the Spirit of God, the mind of Christ.